And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, Joe Brooks, the Executive Director of the Veterans Multi-Service Center. And Joe, welcome back.
Good to see you, Laura.
Well, let's get started today with a basic question of how are they faring right now? How are veterans doing in the greater Delaware Valley area?
The veterans we serve, those veteran families at or below the poverty line, they're struggling. Like the general public is struggling, but their discretionary dollars are next to nil. So cost of groceries, a tank of gas, are impacting them harder than they would most of our listeners. VMC's audience are the most disadvantaged of veterans, those veterans and their family members that have fallen through society's various safety nets. And it's incumbent upon our nonprofit Veterans Multi-Service Center to make sure that they're fed, clothed, job trained, job placed, and most importantly, housed.
Give me that mission statement.
So VMC is the nonprofit that provides critical needs, housing, food, and jobs to veteran families throughout eastern Pennsylvania, all of Delaware, and central and southern New Jersey.
That is a huge footprint. Do we actually know the numbers for the military, for veterans
yeah,
in this region?
Absolutely. So let's focus on those veterans scuffling on the margins. So we know right now in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, there are literally 900 homeless veteran families right now on the streets of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. In the state of New Jersey, that's about 600 veteran families that are literally homeless. And in the state of Delaware, about 150 veteran families. Magnify that by a factor of three, and you get those veterans that could be homeless with one thing going wrong. What could be that one thing? A hot water heater goes. The transmission goes on the car. They lose that third job that they have to try and make ends meet. Any of those factors hit, that family is literally homeless. But thankfully, Veterans Multi-Service Center, with offices in three states, eight offices in total, can have a veteran family housed within 6 hours of being notified. We can get veteran families fed immediately. And within 30 days, have them in a job where they can sustain that roof over their head and be able to provide for themselves.
You've said it. You're dealing with the most vulnerable of veterans, because most servicemen and women, they go through the service, they come out the other side with skills and with office skills that they need, technology training. They go on and they're extremely successful and they give back. And then you have the vets that just seem to fall through the cracks. And and what's happening here?
You know, it's a number of different things. I would say that, you know, there was hallmarks of different wars throughout our lifetime. You know, in Vietnam, it's Agent Orange, and the effects of Agent Orange continues to happen for our Vietnam veterans. For the post 9/11 cohort of veteran, physical medicine has advanced so far that our veterans are surviving battlefield trauma, trauma they would not have survived in previous wars. However, those invisible wounds, post traumatic stress, is the hallmark of this generation of warriors. And while they're coming home physically intact, many of those veterans who have deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, are coming home with afflictions where they need to self-medicate. And the self-medication process takes them down to a dark road. Alcohol leads to a DUI. Alcohol leads to aggravated assault. Alcohol leads to jail time. Do the same thing on with drugs. Marijuana leads to, you know, and so on down the line. So you have that. You have that scenario where the veteran is self-medicating based upon the trauma from war. But then you have the veteran, through no fault of their own, were overprescribed opiates when they came home from war. You know, the VA and the medical system, private medical system in place, you know, it was a script writing frenzy. Here's opiates. And before you know it, the veteran is addicted, and the veteran is doing what he needs to do to feed that addiction. And that leads to bad choices and dark choices. But just because they've made those choices, just because they may have interacted with the criminal justice system, does not mean we discard them. It's because of their service and sacrifice for the 99% of us that didn't take that oath of service that we have to stand up and protect them and take care of them and get them back on the right path. They have the tools. They have the ethos. They just have to be reminded of that. And VMC is the nonprofit that does that.
Well, I mentioned veterans serving the community. And, and isn't that how you actually got started? Let's talk about the history of this.
It's an amazing story. So VMC was founded in 1980 by a group of Vietnam veterans from the Kensington section of the city of Philadelphia that came home and found a civilian public unwelcoming of that era of veteran. And a VA woefully underprepared to take care of those needs. So like most folks in our region, we don't turn our back from a problem, we lean into them. And they leaned into the problem. So they opened up a storefront and veterans started showing up and saying, hey, I need help getting a job. Here's my skill set. Okay, cool. We'll make a couple phone calls. We'll get you a job. Or a veteran would show up. Hey, I'm having some really bad thoughts and I need to talk to somebody about it. Okay, great. We're going to be that support network. So from those seeds of a group of Vietnam veterans looking out for their battle buddies in 1980 to today, that nonprofit has grown to providing about 180,000 free meals annually to homeless veterans and their families throughout Pennsylvania, Southern New Jersey, and Delaware. It has grown to a nonprofit that in the prior calendar year, 2023, we permanently housed 1,067 veteran families. Okay. We're tracking ahead of that for calendar year 2024. We expanded programs and services for those veterans battling addiction. We have a team of dedicated folks that are on Kensington Avenue and other areas that are ground zero for the opioid crisis, where we're guiding on average about 100 veterans a month into treatment. We're outperforming our peers in that space. What does our performance look like there, Laura? Well, most nonprofits in this area are reporting a success rate if the person they encounter self-identifies as, hey, I'm using less, if not outright, at about 17% of the folks they interact with. We're at close to 30%. And why is that? Because the difference is we have veterans on the street talking to veterans. 40% of our workforce are veterans themselves. 80% of our outreach workers, okay, those VMC staffers that are going on the streets looking for our veterans, those VMC staffers that are going to shelters, that are doing stand-down events, are veterans themselves. So they're talking their language. A veteran recognizes a veteran and understands a veteran because so few of us have experienced that. I just want to reemphasize that, Laura. Only 1% of our nation, in a population of 368 million people, only 1% of that population body takes the oath of service. They're a rare breed. And again, it gets back to it's incumbent upon those of us, the 99% that did not serve, to look out for them.
And the terrible thing is, of course, these vets that are living there on the streets or these homeless families have benefits. They have entitlements that they earned by joining up and being that 1%. And for so many of them, they're not either aware or they don't have the ability to access what they have that can lift them up and get them back on their feet.
Yeah, Laura, I think for the listeners that don't understand, I think our three most important personal identification documents are our driver's license, right? Our social security cards, and our passports, correct? But for the veteran, there is a fourth document, and that is the key that unlocks all of their benefits. And it's a form called the DD-214. The DD-214 is the document that every warrior receives upon discharge that tells their story of service. I was deployed here. I was on orders here. Here were my ranks. Here were my jobs, my MOSs in the military. And it's that document that is the passageway, is the key to all of their benefits. you know, I misplace stuff all of the time, but you know, missing a Social Security card is not preventing me from getting health care. Not knowing your DD-214 number, it's a serialized number, will prevent you from getting service. Not having that document will prevent you from having service. But one of the beautiful things and one of the life transformational things that Veterans Multi-Service Center does is we can access those documents for any veteran. Okay, not just those veterans scrambling and on the margins. Any veteran simply calls VMC or contacts us and we're going to get that form. But what does that look like? Okay, so veterans, by nature of their service, receive so many health care benefits and other benefits that come with the document that so many of our veterans are completely unaware that they're owed money from the federal government for service, right? You know, we just did a check on our impact. And again, this is just calendar year 2023. We were able to provide checks to veterans from the federal government. The federal government was sitting on that money for them. $14,178,000 worth of checks. That's real hard currency that we put in the hands of veterans. So that's 14 million. So if for the listeners that may be thinking, hey, that's great for the veteran. No, it's great for all of us. Okay, because that's $14 million that are going back into corner stores. That's $14 million that are going back into the economy, that are providing jobs, that are taken care of. That's $14 million worth of impact for veterans that may have been relying on government subsidies, that may have been relying on a charitable support, that now they have the ability and wherewithal to get back involved in society, to be able to participate in things. It's not just good for the veteran. It's good for all of us.
And your services are there not just for the veteran, though, that is in a critical situation. A lot of vets are walking around, older ones or people who don't realize that their service did count towards extra benefits. And maybe they're doing without a little extra subsidy here, or maybe it's a little health care here. All kinds of benefits and entitlements they have earned and they're not aware of. And that's another issue for almost all vets.
Absolutely. Let's talk about those veterans that have a disability designation. And again, for those folks that didn't serve, if a veteran was injured on training or injured in service, injured in combat, their ability to be a fully functioning member of society is lessened. So there's a designation that goes with that. And let's just say the VA provided you, one of your listeners, with a 30% disability rating. Well, in reality, those disability ratings are so marginal. So the federal government will supply a check worth 30%. So say that the value of that is $250 a month. Okay. The reality of the situation is most of those vets, their disabilities are approaching 100%. Like they're unable to hold down a job. They're unable to do a whole host of things. So what VMC does is they take on the mantle of defender and protector of that veteran. We go to, you know, battle with the VA for our veteran clients. We have veterans going from 30% disability to 100% disability. So what does that mean? Well, that means the $250 a month you were getting from the federal government becomes $1,500 a month you're getting from the federal government. And that's transforming lives. There's another thing I want to talk about. And it's not, again, it's the veteran family we take care of, Laura. So many of the calls we're receiving are from the spouses of deceased veterans. Okay. There's death benefits that come with a veteran, and the VA is silent about it in most cases. And most spouses are unaware that, you know, the VA will pay for a funeral. The VA will pay for all of those expenses surrounding it. There are other benefits that the wives of deceased veterans can tap into. And again, if the veteran spouse does not know about it, they go on, you know, unaware that there's money that is owed to them. And again, you know, we have a team of five veteran service officers spread throughout the region. Laura, we could probably, because the need is there, double that. But, you know, accreditation costs money. Salaries cost money. We're working to do that. But the final point I want to make about these benefits I'm sure most of your listeners have heard those annoying commercials saying, if you served at Camp Lejeune from 1980 to 2005, you may be entitled to benefits. Right. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. They're law firms. Okay. And the law firm will go fight for you and they will get you your settlement. And 9 times out of 10, they will take 30% of that settlement. VMC does this free of charge. If your settlement is $10,000, you get $10,000. There is nothing that the VMC does, from free meals to housing to job training to job placement, from opioid recovery services to these VSO veterans. We never charge anything. It's a zero fee. That's what we do. We are the advocate and defender of that veteran, their spouse, and their dependents.
A lot of vets also are unaware that they may qualify for benefits because they're unaware that their status could change as well. And times have changed about being able to serve or discharge status. And that's something else that you do touch upon.
Yeah. So using the terminology that those of us who make up the 99% would understand. I think we've all heard in popular culture, discharged with honor. And the overwhelming majority of our veterans are honorably discharged. But there are several other designations. There's a discharge that is just discharge. You know, it's not good, it's not bad, it's just discharge. And then there are veterans that may be discharged from service other than honorable, right? And all of those designations come with benefits and impacts. Anything less than an honorable discharge, you're entitled to reduced benefits. But many of those discharges without honor were not at the fault of the veteran. And I'm going to give you an example. I think we need to talk about our women veterans and the challenges they face. If a woman was sexually harassed or sexually assaulted in the military, and she brought that to bear and brought charges, invariably that resulted not on the person that committed the assault, but the person that was assaulted being discharged from the military. Service other than honorable. For our LGBTQ plus 1A veterans, many of their discharges were for other than honorable reasons, for no reason other than their sexual identity. Well, you know what, Laura? Those folks serve this nation honorably, and they deserve the full benefits that the federal government promised them when they took the oath of service, a service that was payable with their lives if that's what it called for. Don't get to walk that promise to them back. And so VMC is an advocate for that. So we have fought and continue to fight successfully to change discharge status for our veterans. How do we do that, Laura? Okay. Well, we engage with legal aid societies all over the region to provide free legal aid to our veterans. Again, a veteran comes to us and presents with a legal issue. Again, we're not talking about murder. We're not talking about assault. Comes to us with a legal issue. And VMC will find that attorney, find that legal aid society, and be the bridge between the veteran and legal aid society to make sure they get the free legal aid, successfully changing their discharge status. But I would also say that's free legal aid for landlord-tenant disputes. You know, there's most landlords out there are very good people. But there are some folks that try to be slick. And many of the veterans, especially the veterans we serve, our audience of veterans don't have that level of sophistication to be able to react and respond to an eviction notice, right? So VMC steps in. We provide about $1 million in free legal aid every year to veterans. Right now, of this date, we have 1,097 open files for veterans right now navigating discharge status, navigating landlord-tenant disputes, navigating bankruptcies for them. I mean, we're looking out for the entirety of the veteran need.
You brought up sexual assault and or harassment, mm-hmm. and it leads to a different kind of trauma and a different kind of life after discharge from the military. And the numbers of women that have served grow exponentially each year now. So how do you handle the women that come to you?
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that point about the growing women veteran presence. You know, when I started my personal professional journey in working with our military and now our veterans, women veterans in 2000 numbered about 5% of veterans. The VA projects that by 2030, that's 20%. It is the fastest growing veteran segment across the board are women veterans, and their needs are much different. You know, in our society over the past half decade, the word equity has entered the lexicon, and it's tough to define. So I'm a big example person. So here's how I would define equity in action for women veterans. So the VA at discharge would give, again, I'm going to round up numbers, say $1,000 to a veteran to help them access the workforce. Okay. It's $1,000 for me, Joe Brooks, and it's $1,000 for Laura Lewis. Okay. But society is different for you and for me when it comes to the job search. Okay. Let's start for the fact that women's clothing is more expensive than male clothing. It's a fact. Women's undergarments are more expensive than men. Women's outer garments are more expensive than men. Okay, so women veterans are starting in the hole right off the bat. Okay, society dictates that women should wear makeup and jewelry on interviews and when they go to work. Okay, same is not true for men. Women's hair is expected to be and look a certain way. Women's hair products, women's hair maintenance is more expensive than men. Okay. So what does equity look like? VMC will come up with the discretionary dollars above that $1,000 to close that equity gap for women. So women veterans can come to us and say, hey, I need help with hygiene products. Hey, I need help with clothing. Hey, I need help with makeup. We're gonna close those equity gaps for women veterans to make sure that is truly a level playing field for them when they're entering the workforce. But let's talk about the elephant in the room when it comes to trauma and women veterans. And it's the acronym MST. And it's thrown around in the military. Military love acronyms. But I think MST, we need to say those words out loud. It's military sexual trauma. It's rape that occurred in the military. And so many of our women veteran come out with that trauma and unable to address it. And it leads down that path we referenced earlier with self-medication, drug use, alcohol abuse, which leads to other horrible decisions that they feel they need to make to solve those horrific wounds. So what is VMC doing within that space? Okay, we've created safe spaces all of our offices in PA, New Jersey, and Delaware. There are parts of our offices that no men are allowed to step into, that they're women-only floors, they're women-only entrances. In Philadelphia County, we have a women's veteran center that about a half decade ago, when we realized how big this problem was, we moved all of our male employees out of this building. It's a true safe space for our women veterans. The final thing, the final point I want to make about how VMC is reacting to the needs of the women veterans. We talked a little earlier about our veteran service officers and helping our warriors navigate the benefits that are available to them, helping them with their discharge status, helping them with their disability designation percentages. Okay. If you are a woman veteran, do you really want to tell your story of trauma to a male? Do you want to walk through your the details of your life in service to another male. Of course you don't. And that prevents the woman veteran from coming forward and tackling the root cause of where they are in life. So, you know, VMC hired our first ever woman VSO in the past 6 months. I am I'm happy to say that we're able to do it, but sad to also say that she's already booked for the next 120 days with appointments by women veterans that withheld their stories, that only want to talk to a woman VSO. We knew there was need. We didn't know that was the need, but we know we need to add more women VSOs.
You know, we are running out of time. And the first thing we've got to cover is, how do vets access you?
It's quite simple. They can show up at any of our offices, where all of our offices are easily found, at vmcenter.org. They are geographically situated intentionally so that it is close to all of public transportation. And again, two offices in Delaware, one in Wilmington, one in Dover, one in South Jersey, in Vineland, three here in Philadelphia County, in the collar counties, an office in Downingtown, an office in Reading, as you stretch your legs further, one in State College and one in the state capitol in Harrisburg. So vmcenter.org is the best way. And then contact your local elected officials. VMC has done a great job in networking with state representatives and in Philadelphia County and in with city council Manic districts to help access their VA benefits. We're that close. We're that quick to contact. And it is a nonprofit that is operational, available 365 days a year. Again, founded in 1980. We're not going anywhere, and we're going to continue to serve to meet the needs of the most disadvantaged of our veterans.
Every year, our sister station, WMGK, hosts a Veterans Multi-Service Center Radiothon. This year will be June 21st. That's one way you can call in. Just check out our website, and we support it wholeheartedly across all of our Beasley stations here. But if we want to get involved, what can we do?
Well, cash donations are wonderful. MGK's Radiothon is our single largest fundraiser of the year, accounting for close to 10% of our operating dollars. I mean, it's that important to us. But involvement can mean the donation of clothes. So many of our veterans, you know, are getting started all over in life when we encounter them. And I would also want to reemphasize, women clothing is exceptionally important. Donation of hygiene products, donation of makeup. You may buy something, discover it's not the right shade, not the right color. Do not toss it. Give it to us. There's one of our veterans can use it. So it's not just cash and form of donations. It's clothing. If you're a landlord out there, and you're looking for tenants that have a system of honor ingrained in them, but also have the financial backing and support of a nonprofit to help those veterans stay on the right path. If you're a landlord and you want to provide space to veterans, contact Veterans Multi-Service Center. We can connect you with tenants, and we can connect you with tenants that pay on time.
And it's real easy to find you, vmcenter.org. And anyone can pick up the phone and call and ask. Families, the vet himself or herself or their families can reach out to you. It doesn't hurt to ask. And again, there are so many benefits that so many are unaware of, and so much help available from your job services, your housing, emergency resources. It's all there, vmcenter.org. Joe, you've got 20 seconds for parting words.
Just a reminder that our vets are not figures to be pitied, far from it. They are individuals that needed to be celebrated. They need to be supported, not because they're struggling, but because they decided to do something that was not in our constitutional wherewithal, the constitutional wherewithal that says, hey, I'm willing to risk my life for my fellow citizens, for their rights to free speech, for their rights to worship how they see fit. I'm willing to put my life on the line in service to this nation. That's the reason why we need to support them.
It's easy to find help and easy to help at vmcenter.org. Joe Brooks, Executive Director of the Veterans Multi-Service Center. Again, vmcenter.org. My guest. Thanks, Joe. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.